The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
For the final time here in the 2024-2025 season, the Lee Scott Academy varsity girls have taken the floor inside Sanford Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. It's Lee Scott and it's the Montgomery Academy Eagles ready to do battle in the round of 32, the sub-regional round here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We welcome you into the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip off. It's all brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Again, hello everybody. Welcome in to the Lee Scott Sports Network. A fantastic event set up for you tonight. Lee Scott and Montgomery Academy. Game 15 of 16 in the 3A bracket. Again, this is the round of 32, essentially, for anybody that wants to make up the mind and make up with the March Madness bracket. The regional first round to follow is the Sweet 16, the regional finals, the Elite 8, and the semifinals, the Final Four, and then the state championship to follow. Warriors come in at 16 and 11 on the season. And again, this is game 15 of the 3A bracket. Winner set to play the winner of Midfield and Sumter Central on Wednesday next week. We'll dive into this Lee Scott Academy Warriors team. They actually played Montgomery Academy back in late November, November 25th, and lost to the Eagles 44-24. Lee Scott, since that day, are 14-7. They are 14-5 since December 1st, 7-2 since the turn of the calendar year, including winners in their last five. The Montgomery Academy girls, they are 11-17 since coming off the Lee Scott Academy game. They're 12-18 on the season. That was only their second game of the young season, and they're coming off a 59-29 loss on the road at St. James. The Warriors coming off of another thrilling instant classic here inside Sanford Gymnasium, where they defeated the Glenwood Gators 50-49. These two teams very different than how they were in November. Again, 44-24 was your score back on the 25th on the campus of Montgomery Academy. And the Lee Scott Warriors took the loss there, but again, this team continuing to find their way. That tournament really was the turning point for this Lee Scott Academy girls varsity team. Ever since then, again, they're 14-5 since that calendar flip, since the end of that tournament. And it's really when things began to click. Coach Corey Harrison has talked about the youth of this team all season long, but this team continuing to find their own, continuing to fill into their roles ever so nicely. Clark Ivett leads the way for this squad, averaging 17.3 points per game, also corrects six boards and right around four assists per game as well. Sydney Dunlap averages 6.4 points per game. And Kesey right around the 5 points per game margin. Both of those numbers for Sydney Dunlap and Haynes Kesey have continued to incline and increase over the last couple of weeks, and you're going to have to see those numbers increase if they want to make a trip to Alabama State for the Sweet 16. We continue on in the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip off. When we come back, we'll get you some of the keys to the game and starting lineups here between the Montgomery Academy Eagles and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. We continue on in the Russell Building Supply countdown to tip off when we come back You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fiori, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
It's the Lee Scott Academy Basketball Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off on Tiger Country 104.5.
Just about ready for some Lee Scott Academy Varsity Girls Basketball. Under a minute until we get you some of those starting lineups. We continue on in the Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off. Reminder, it's all brought to you by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Let's take a look at some of the keys to the game tonight as they're presented by Jeffco Tramp Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. Looking over across at the Montgomery Academy girls side, have a little bit more size than the Lee Scott Warriors do, so I think it continues to be one of the biggest keys to the game throughout the entire season, especially tonight. The battle of the boards will be the biggest thing for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors tonight, holding their offense to one possession, not giving up offensive rebounds, and winning the battle inside and on the paint. We'll take another quick break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. When we come back, we'll get you those starting lineups as we continue on here in the Russell Building Supply Countdown to Tip-Off. Starting lineups and opening tip when we come back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. A dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
It's Lee Scott Basketball Game Time. The opening tip-off is brought to you by Auburn Bank on Tiger Country 104.5.
Prayer has been said. The anthem has been played. We are just about ready for the opening tip of tonight's game between the Montgomery Academy Eagles and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. Warriors taking the floor for the very final time in the 2024-2025 season, and what a season it has been. Let's get you those starting lineups tonight as they're presented by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. For the Eagles, it's Waller, Armistead, Hines, Smith, and Cho. And for your Lee Scott Academy Warriors, Clark, Ivan, Haynes, Kesey, Sidney, Dunlap, Camden, Cleveland, and number 34, Riley Fields. Montgomery Academy in their road navies, red eagles across the chest, red numbers on front and back. They will be going right to left here in this opening half. Warriors in their home whites, a red stripe down the side, red Warriors on the chest and red numbers on the front and back as well. Warriors win the tip and we are underway. Warriors running some motion offense, Eagles coming out in man. It's Ivett with the ball. In the corner, she's able to make her way back up to the top of the key. Skip pass to Sydney Dunlap. Thought about the three, now decides to take it. It's too strong. Camden Cleveland, offensive rebound. And she lays it in with the left hand. Warriors are on the board first here, just underway in the first quarter. And they're going to call a blocking foul. I believe they're going to get that on Haynes Kesey as she was trying to cut off the far sideline, but didn't quite get there in time. The opening tip-off of tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you, and proud to sponsor Lee Scott Academy Basketball. Montgomery Academy works the ball inside. A nice backdoor cut. Right-handed layup sits on the front of the rim and can't go down. Cleveland with the rebound. She's able to find the guard, Ivett. They've now switched not quite to a 2-3, not quite to a 3-2. A little bit of a matchup zone for the Warriors, making sure they keep an eye on number one in white. Clark Ivett coming off the area tournament MVP, where she scored 20 points, 18 of those in the second half. Haynes Kesey, far corner three, and that one off the back iron, a fight for the rebound, tip out to the Eagles. Erin Sophia Cho has numbers. If she decides to use it, she will, and she'll draw a blocking foul on Haynes Kesey. That's her second here early in this first quarter. She'll have to make her way to the bench. Maggie Herndon will sub in for her. Haynes Kesey had a big first half for the Warriors. As I mentioned, Clark Ivan only had 2 points in the first half of the Glenwood game. It was Haynes Kesey that really kept the Warriors alive. She had 15 in that first half. Ibit had 18 in the second. For the Warriors, their tournament championship victory, 50-49 over the Glenwood Gators. Left wing three is no good off the right hand of Eleanor Grace Hines. Rebound ripped down by Cleveland, and we're off and running. 2 minutes into the game, Lee Scott with the only 2 points on the board. They lead 2-0. Sydney Dunlap, now Camden Cleveland has the basketball at the top of the key. Now to Maggie Herndon. Back to Clark Ivan. Now down low, Riley Fields. 8-foot jumper, no good. Too strong off the backboard. Cho rips down the rebound and finds the point guard, Casey Armistead. 5.5 to play here in the opening period. Lee Scott and the Eagles of Montgomery Academy, the second time that these teams have met. They met in the regular season again back on November 25th. And it was the Eagles that took a 44-24 victory. Warriors looking to return the favor. A nice Euro step inside from Sophia Cho. She's able to lay it in, and we're tied at 2. Ivett with the basketball. Pass to the far corner in Herndon. Now Cleveland at the top of the key. Tries to spin her way back towards the middle of the floor. A fight for the basketball, and it's going to be the Eagles that come away with it under the basket of Lee Scott. First turnover of the night for the Warriors here. Approaching the 4.5 minute mark in this opening period. A defensive battle notched at 2. Cho thought about the 3, now decides to take it in and lays it in with the right hand. A nice pump fake. Gets the blow by 2 power dribbles and the right-handed layup off the top right portion of the window. Herndon has it in the far corner. Warriors trailing 4-2, 4.5 to play in the opening period. Herndon has it at the top of the key. It's Fields standing right in the middle of that zone. They're trying to work it to her. It's Cleveland who tries to cross through the middle of that 2-3 zone. Cho gets a piece of it, but then the Eagles turn it over right back. Ivan now gets it at the elbow. Now Dunlap in the corner back to Camden Cleveland, working her way along the left side. Right-handed layup on the left side is no good, but she's hacked on the way up. Cleveland will earn 2 at the free throw line. Today's game is presented by Auburn, or I'm sorry, it's presented by Haker Restaurant in Auburn. That's the first half, or the opening tip. But today's game is presented by Acre Restaurant in Auburn. You can check out their variety of menus online at acreauburn.com. First free throw from Cleveland is no good. And that's another area that Lee Scott would love to win and dominate in, if possible, right at the free throw line. But Cleveland goes 0-for-2 from the stripe on that trip down. Coach Corey Harrison talks about the youth of this team. They're not just going to straight up outscore you if they get into a boat race, but instead going to have to steal possessions, and they do right there. Ivett gets a poke steal. Fields comes away with it, finds Ivett. Now Sydney Dunlap drives her way. She gets into the short corner. Might have gotten away with a travel. Tried to kick it to the corner, but Camden Cleveland intercepted it, came away, and couldn't recover. Left-handed layup on the other end is good by Caroline Waller. Sophia Cho, the difference maker so far in the contest, has 4 points, and now the assist for Waller. 6-2. Eagles lead the Warriors. Dunlap takes the left wing three. It gets blocked, and the right-handed layup too strong. Number 22, Olivia Rose Smith, able to clean it up, and the left-handed layup is good. 8-2. Eagles here with a little bit of a run in the first quarter. They lead by 6 with 3:05 to play. Coach Corey Harrison once, and we'll take a timeout. We'll stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Warriors, a couple of careless turnovers, 3 of them now here in this opening period, have led to 6 points, and then a block on the other end gets the Eagles out in transition. And after the Warriors with a 2-0 lead, the Eagles have responded with 8 of their own. 8-2 here in this opening period. Christian Griffin here, bringing you all of tonight's action on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Wherever you're tuned in from, we thank you for tuning in and for your support of Lee Scott Academy basketball. Three minutes to play here in the opening period. Ivett dribbles the ball up with the right hand. Sydney Dunlap now to Herndon at the volleyball line extended. Eagles have switched to more of a man-to-man look. Ivett has it on the left wing, trying to find somebody open. Dunlap, now Herndon in the corner. She dribbles up to the top of the key. Could have been a blocking foul, no whistle. Warriors trying to find something down low. They do find it with Camden Cleveland, but the ball gets poked away. Now a wrestle for the basketball, and the Eagles and Eleanor Grace Hines are able to come away with it. The fourth turnover for the Warriors here in this first quarter. Approaching the two-minute mark here in this second quarter. Euro step by the Eagles, no good. Cleveland, the one-handed rebound. She's able to find Sydney Dunlap. And we're going the other way. Approaching the two-minute mark in this opening period. Ivett crossover, free throw line jumper. She leaves it short but gets the shooter's touch. And she's able to get on the board to cut the lead in half. But quickly in transition, it's Caroline Waller who quickly lays it in. Back to a six-point game here, under 2 minutes to play in the opening period. Herndon has it. I believe she's going to get called for a double dribble. She will, as she tried finding Camden Cleveland but realized there wasn't anybody there in the passing lane. Riley Fields will take a seat. Lucy Zellner will check in for the first time tonight. 10-4, your score here, a minute and 40 remaining in the first quarter. Haynes Kesey on the bench with two early fouls already. Again, that was who kept Lee Scott in this game early against Glenwood. We talked about having to get a couple Warriors in or right around the double-digit scoring column for tonight for the Warriors to have a solid chance. It's Cho, works her way, gets 2 feet inside the paint. Kick out, left wing three is no good. Lucy Zellner with the rebound. Ivett, the outlet pass to Camden Cleveland. She gets to the low block, and she gets hit on the way up. Montgomery Academy fans saying she went straight up. And the Eagles head coach doing the same. But the referees see it otherwise. Camden Cleveland will head back to the free throw line. We now get to welcome in defensive coordinator and baseball guru, Coach Jacob Osmond, to the Lee Scott Sports Network. How was practice this afternoon? Got to drive by and see everybody putting in some work on the diamond. Not long before y'all get to take on another opponent other than a Lee Scott Warriors.
Yeah, that's a fact. Coach Cook's got a big Warriors series tradition he's got going on right now.
Sydney Dunlap steals the inbound pass. Shot gets blocked. It'll stay Warrior basketball. Sorry, partner.
No, you're good. And he elects some team captains. They do a big draft over at his house. And they do a three-game series just enough to kind of get our guys in a little bit of a real live arm game shape scenario. And never hurts to have a couple chirps at your own guys every now and again. But good competition, which is what Coach Cook's really working on.
Pass down low off the inbound to Clark Ivins. The athleticism showing right there. Caught it right at her head. Didn't bring it down. Goes right up with it. The Warriors trim the lead back down to two. Near corner three off the front of the rim. Cleveland, another athletic rebound. And she kicks it to Ivett. And this is where the Warriors want to have success. Being able to get out in transition. The Eagles are able to recover. Ball working around the perimeter. Camden Cleveland tries their luck from deep. Three-pointer is too strong. Eagles with the rebound. 10-8, under a minute to play. Approaching the 30-second mark in this first quarter. Pump fake got Herndon in the air. Left-handed layup, no good. But Bailey Davis gets hacked on the way up, and she will head to the line to shoot two. The third team foul for the Warriors here in this opening quarter. Warriors got off to a 2-0 lead, then had three turnovers and a block shot that quickly led to Montgomery Academy with an 8-0 run. Warriors have responded with a little bit, and back and forth we go. First free throw from Bailey is good. Second one, too strong. Two or three Warriors fight for the rebound. Eagles come away with it, but the ball gets poked out of the hands of a Warrior. They'll say that it goes off on Eleanor Grace Hines. 28.6 remaining in the opening period. Warriors looking to continue to cut into the deficit, possibly tie the game. They can hold for the final shot if they choose. Cleveland has it now. Ivett on the left wing. 16 seconds to play. Dunlap Now a skip pass to Cleveland on the far corner, or the near corner, rather. 10 seconds to play. Cleveland tries to go short corner, gets cut off, ball gets poked away, and then a loose ball foul on Camden. Cleveland, a frustration foul. Another turnover for the Warriors. That's their fifth of this opening quarter. 5.7 remaining in the opening period. Ivett almost gets a steal on the inbounds. Now it's Cho. Left-handed layup is no good. Blocked by Lucy Zellner. Clark Ivett with the rebound. Tries to work her way back up the floor. And that's how the first quarter will come to a close. A nice job in response by the home team. Lee Scott of Warriors. They trail the Montgomery Academy Eagles 11-8 through 8 minutes of play. We'll be back with the second quarter when we come back here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Home buying has never been simple. In today's economy, it's vital to work with an experienced lender who understands your needs. Auburn Bank's mortgage lending team is made up of local folks who can help you navigate the process. Whether it's finding your dream home or making improvements to your existing home, stop by our new home in the Auburn Bank Center. We'll be glad to help. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403461.
Start of the second quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. It's the Eagles out to a 3-point lead through the first 8 minutes of play. They have the basketball and confusion about which way the teams were going. The Eagles take advantage of it and lay it in with the left hand. As Waller again, she now leads all scorers tonight. She has six. Herndon gets it stripped from behind, but they're going to call a reach-in foul on number three, Garland Thomas. Eagles with a 5-point lead. Warriors had five turnovers in the first period. And the season-long stat, you would say, matches the average. We'll get you some of those season stats, how they compare to the region stats here in just a moment, but another turnover by the Warriors. Nice defense by Clark Ivett. Right-handed layup. Don't know how it didn't go down. But Riley Fields will grab the board. Ivett now has it at the volleyball line extended. She's getting blitzed, has to get rid of the basketball. It's Dunlap in the near corner. They're able to find Ivett, and she's running the offense. You can tell that the Eagles will know where Clark Ivett is at all times on the floor tonight. A nice pass down low to Camden Cleveland. She gets hacked. She'll head back to the free throw line. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osment with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Only one game tonight. Lee Scott Academy varsity boys in action tomorrow night at the same time. That's 6 p.m. start. Cleveland is short on the front end. We talked about some of the stats. The Warriors on the season average right around 20 turnovers per game. As Cleveland knocks down the front end, or splits the pair, knocks down the second one. 20 turnovers per contest, but in region play, only averaging 14. So you can tell this Warrior team continuing to find their own. Just about every category has gone up for the Warriors in region play. Could have been a foul on Riley, or against Riley Fields. The three-pointer, no good. Long rebound, chased down. They're going to say it goes off the hands of an Eagle from Montgomery Academy.
Hey, one thing MA is doing incredibly well is they are trapping down on us in the corner, which takes away something we're really good at doing. They're great at closing out and coming out and helping, like we just saw with Riley right there on the baseline of getting back and closing out on help. It's being a little bit tough for us to break right now.
That's seven turnovers now for Lee Scott Academy. Again, season-long averages right around 41 points per game, 28 rebounds, 9 assists, and 20 turnovers. But in region play and as of late, averaging 50 points per game, still 28 rebounds. As Montgomery Academy and Caroline Waller knock down their first triple of the evening. They average 11.5 assists, so 2.5 more assists per contest in region play, while turning it over 6 times less. Three-pointer no good from Sydney Dunlap. Cleveland with the rebound, but the ball gets ripped away as she comes down with it. 6 minutes to play in this second quarter. Montgomery Academy beginning to stretch the lead a little bit. They lead 16-9.
Definitely need something to stop this momentum right now.
Ivan guarding the ball, another left wing three. And another 3 points gets added to the score column. This time it's Casey Armstead, her first points of the afternoon. Warriors tried to double the ball, and nobody picked up the wing defender. Another turnover for Lee Scott. Montgomery Academy out in transition. Could have been a travel. No call. Armstead, once again, she now has 5. And the Warriors going to have to find some sort of offense here in this second quarter. Lead is 21-9 for the Eagles. Herndon thought about the three, decided not to take it. Cleveland has it at the top of the key. Now Ivett, she gets to the short corner. 8-foot touch shot is good. Ivett now with 6. Lead trimmed down to 10. Armstead thought about the three. Now kicks it to the elbow. Now to the top of the key. Walder once again. And you found the scorer. She's got all the confidence in the world right now. 3 straight threes. With a layup mixed in between. For the Montgomery Academy Eagles, 11 points on 4 possessions. They now lead by 13. Approaching the 4.5-minute mark. Another turnover for Lee Scott Academy. And the Eagles now out in transition. They fall asleep with Waller again. Thought about the three. Makes the one more pass. A pump fake. Right-handed layup on the left side is no good. And Herndon tips it to Sydney Dunlap. Dunlap crosses the half-court timeline. Spins back. And I think she's going to get called for a double dribble. She will. Not a good recipe right now for the Warriors. Giving up easy buckets and wide open looks on one end. And they're not even getting shot attempts up on the other. 10 total turnovers now for the Warriors. Eagles only have 2. 24-11, your score. Eagles lead is 13. Here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. Could have been a travel, no whistle. Herndon almost gets a steal. But it's Bailey Davis that comes away with it. Ball on the far wing. Working to the corner, now back to the wing. Waller sets a screen, gets the dribble, handoff, guarded by Clark Ivett. Gets cut off baseline. Sutton Lewis almost gets a steal. But nothing working for the Eagles. They will use and take a timeout. Their first of the evening will stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Halfway through this second period, Warriors trail 24-11 in game 15 of 16 in the 3A bracket. Winner takes on the winner of Midfield and Sumter Central on Wednesday on the campus of Alabama State. Coach, what do the Warriors need to do? If you're Coach Corey Harrison, what are you drawing up in the huddle?
Hey, we've clearly seen who the scorer is going to be for MA tonight. Biggest thing's got to be we got to do something to break the trend of these long runs that MA's kind of strung together. Yeah, even if we're trading three-pointers for two-pointers, anything that can slow down some momentum. Got to make sure we get some offensive moving, but at the same time, we can't over-pursue and go into defend shots. We got to go up, contest the shot, get ourselves back into position, and make sure that we're not just totally exhausting ourselves way too far outside the three-point line.
And if you're Coach Corey Harrison, you're telling your team, hey, keep working it to the short corner, but know that the double is coming as soon as you get the ball, as soon as you catch it. Keep your eyes open and look for the open Warrior. You're going to have a shot or an open layup. Waller with the basketball following the inbound, sets a screen. It's going to be Clark Ivett that's going to pick up the blocking foul on the baseline. That's her first personal of the contest. Eagles inbounding the basketball under their own basket, standing on the first E in Lee Scott. Ball working around the perimeter. It's with Waller. Thought about the three. Gets cut off baseline. Far corner three is no good. Waller tries to tip it out to a teammate, but it goes out of bounds. Coach Corey Harrison comes away with it. And Sutton Lewis will inbound it for the Warriors. 3.5 to play before the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. Hopefully talking about a little bit of a run that the Warriors go on. Ivan with the basketball. Should have been called for a foul. on the Eagles. Instead, there's no whistle. The ball goes out of bounds off of a Warrior. 3:22 remaining in this second quarter. Dunlap almost gets a steal. Now a two-on-two transition break. Three-pointer no good. And on the rebound, Sutton Lewis is going to get called for the personal foul. Coach, you're shaking your head. With the ball in the air, everybody has the right to the basketball. And if anything, you feel like it could have been an offensive foul on a wild attempt for the offensive rebound.
Yeah, so I didn't really contest on that. Yeah, the player from Montgomery falls down on top of her. She's underneath, and I know we've got to give lane to come down.
And now Lucy Zellner will get called for the contact. They actually called it on Sutton Lewis, so back-to-back fouls on Lewis. Now there's three Warriors with two fouls here in this first half. First free throw is good for number three, Garland Thomas. You can tell this Eagles team fundamentally sound, especially at the free throw line. As Thomas goes 2 for 2 from the stripe, Chu and Hines will check in. The five on the floor for the Warriors. It's Camden Cleveland, Clark Ibit, Lucy Zellner, Maggie Herndon, and Sydney Dunlap. Dunlap with the basketball. Tries to kick it to Camden Cleveland. There's the size for the Eagles. The overhead pass is not going to work tonight. Another turnover. Dunlap able to recover on the defensive end. She gets a steal. It's Maggie Herndon who brings the ball up. Camden Cleveland now trying to find Clark Ivett. There it is, the bounce pass. That's what's going to have to work tonight. Ivett tries to go short corner, gets cut off, goes off the kneecap of number 20, Casey Armstead. It'll stay Warrior basketball. Lee Scott trailing the Eagles by 15, 26-11. Under 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. Ivett gets the inbound pass. Left-handed layup, no good. Offensive rebound, kick out to Lucy Zellner. Now to Herndon. Ball gets poked away. Herndon able to recover. Now out to Ivett. She'll reset and set up the offense. Eagles doing everything they can to just keep the ball out of Clark Ivett's hands. Herndon with the basketball to the free throw line. She was trying to find Ivett, but the pressure defense forces yet another turnover for the Warriors.
You know, right here, this is one of those times. Let's hang on tight. Let's get into halftime. I know Coach Harrison's going to have something. If we can get a little bit of a flash in the paint when they double us down and trap us in the corner, I think we can get some points off the board. It's just like we've been discussing. We've got to stop the three-pointer. They're going to make their free throws.
26-11, approaching the two-minute mark in the second quarter. Haynes Kesey back into the contest. She has two fouls. Right-handed layup gets blocked by Camden Cleveland. The Eagle fell hard into the padding behind the goal. She's able to get up under her own power. Was Olivia Rose Smith. It'll stay Eagles basketball under their own basket. Rose has it now to Waller. Thought about the three. Forgot to take the basketball with her. She'll get called for steps. It'll be Warrior basketball. And, Coach, I agree with you. You get to the short corner, immediately turn, and that six-foot jumper right around the volleyball line that runs through the middle of the paint appears to be open. And you'll either have a shot there or a kick out. But a timeout on the floor. We'll take one with them here with 2:01 remaining in the second quarter. Eagles 26, Warriors 11, looking for some sort of spark on the offensive end of the floor. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Of our members love us.
Oh yes, ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Under 2 minutes to play here. Warriors looking for some sort of spark on the offensive end of the floor. They currently trail the Eagles of Montgomery Academy 26-11. Ivett has it falls to her feet, no foul, able to keep her dribble and find Haynes Kesey. Maggie Herndon now back to Kesey. The Eagles pressuring defense. Ivett now has it in the short corner, guarded heavily. She'll back things out. Couple of crossover dribbles, nothing doing. Herndon now at the top of the key, skip pass down low. Haynes Kesey, ball gets intercepted over the head of Lucy Zellner Cho, quickly in transition. Haynes Kesey pokes it away from behind. It goes out of bounds off the padding. 1:22 remaining before the halftime break. Eagles running it out of bounds. Baseline underneath. They find Cho in the near corner. She'll dribble it out and set up the offense, standing on the L in LSA at half court. Nice pressure defense by Clark Ivett. Armistead guarded by Haynes Kesey. She's giving ground a little bit, trying not to pick up that third foul. Cleveland able to get a tip and able to save it. Clark Ivett reaching over the baseline, able to grab it. It's 3-on-4. Still takes it to the short corner. Three-pointer from Herndon is short. Eagles and Cho might have gotten a piece of it with 43 seconds to go. Eagles quick in transition. Cho threw a lot of contact. She'll work her way to the free throw line. Warriors, a little bit of confusion. Who was trying to pick up the ball? Who was trying to get back on defense? Nobody picked up Cho till she got well inside the three-point line. A crossover dribble and a right-handed layup. And a foul later, and she's earned two free throws. First free throw is short. Second, 26-11, under 40 seconds to play. Second free throw from Sophia Cho, and a free throw violation on the Eagles. I don't know if I've seen more than two or three of those called all year long, but you've seen four or five of them here in the two postseason games. And another one there. Warriors catch a little bit of a break. They try to find Clark Ivett in the middle of the paint. Recovered by Sutton Lewis. She tries to find Kesey. The ball gets poked away. Eagles continuing their pressure defense. It's not quite a box and one, but looks a lot like one. And they almost match up into a zone when Clark Ivett doesn't have the basketball, but they know where she is at all times. 26-11, under 10 seconds to play. Ivett gets double-teamed at the three-point line. Could have been a foul, no call. Ball poked away by Eleanor Grace Hines. Sydney Dunlop will check in for Maggie Herndon, possibly getting a little bit more of a shooter here. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Ivett standing at the LSA logo, 4 seconds. Gets a screen from Lucy Zellner. Touch shot, no good, and a bailout foul. Clark Ivett will earn a trip to the free throw line. You could hear the immediate groans from the Eagles. Are they going to say that was on the floor? If it was a foul call, it was definitely in the act of shooting. But instead, it works out like a great foul for the Eagles as they had one to give, and now with 1.2. Haynes Kesey, the inbounder. Clark Ivett, one dribble, pull-up jumper. Good if it goes. Off the front of the rim, the backboard, and rolls off the side. 26-11. All Montgomery Academy Eagles here in the first 16 minutes. Coach Corey Harrison, you expect to see halftime adjustments. We're looking forward to seeing them here. We'll get you started with the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report coming up in 2 minutes here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Federal Credit Union, home grown and member owned.
We
love our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
Through 16 minutes of play, the Montgomery Academy Eagles well out in front. They lead 26-11 over your Lee Scott Academy Warriors at the halftime break. And with that, we welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika. To better serve you, you can find them on the web at theorthoclinic.com. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osmond with you here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, bringing you all of the action tonight between Lee Scott and Montgomery Academy. Coach, you talked about it. As we had that timeout with about 2 minutes left, did your coach Corey Harrison and the Lee Scott Warriors survive your way through this first half, make some halftime adjustments? If you're Lee Scott, 15 points doesn't feel like it's too bad with how you've played, only two girls getting in the score column and 13 turnovers. You feel like a 15-point deficit, you feel almost like you're given a little bit of a gift. You feel like a couple stops and a couple baskets, you're right back into this game.
One thing you saw right there, right before the break, we did a really good job of kind of slowing down the momentum a little bit. I think the key to stopping their offense is going to have to be, unfortunately, us maintaining possession a little bit longer. You saw us come out with that box and one, that 4-1, and you actually saw Clark, who's typically our one, actually playing almost as a larger 4 or 5 in the middle, not necessarily as the biggest body, but as that facilitator that can maybe kick it down because, as you said early on, this team's definitely trying to deny her getting the ball. And we've seen that our team can be very successful without her scoring. Now we've got to make sure that they build that confidence. But I think the most important thing that you just said was, as much as that 15-point gift is, we can't be successful with the turnovers that we're giving them right now.
The biggest thing you mentioned, too, as the defensive coordinator, you know it. If you're going up against a high-powered offense, sometimes your best defense is keeping your offense on the floor. If you're Lee Scott, continuing to get high quality possessions. Again, you've had 13 turnovers in this first half. The first three led to 6 points directly. They went out to an 8-2 run. Warriors were able to respond, and then it was all Eagles rather in that second quarter. Some of the halftime stats tonight is they're brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office of the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. For the Warriors, Clark Ivett with 6, Camden Cleveland with 5, and unfortunately, those are the only two Warriors that have found the score column here tonight. 11 points, 12 turnovers, a recipe for disaster for Lee Scott in the first 16 minutes. For the Montgomery Academy Eagles, Thomas has 2, Armstead has 5, Smith with 2, Cho with 4, and Caroline Waller with 13 in the first half, thanks to 3 threes all in that second quarter. Really sparked the Montgomery Academy lead, and they never looked back. And when you're making shots, it's a high-powered offense for the Eagles. It allows you to really set up on the defensive end, and you've seen them, again, force 13 turnovers for the Lee Scott Warriors.
Yeah, that's one thing that we're seeing as well. They're forcing turnovers. They're not fouling us. So that could be something Coach Harrison maybe is also talking, is let's actually drive in, be a little more physical, and let's see if we can get them to get us on the line a little bit more. We had a couple calls that, you know, we thought we may have had a foul on the shot. But, again, that's going to come with efficient offenses, with us having good looks and being able to get the ball on the glass. And as you said in your keys to begin the game, we got to keep them off the offensive board. We got to pull down the rebound on our first attempt, not try to out-rebound ourselves, and make sure that we're efficient on the offensive end of the board.
Continuing to dive into what this entire bracket looks like, this sub-regional game is essentially the round of 32 for those March Madness goers that can make that image in your mind. This is the round of 32. The regional first round will take place on Wednesday afternoon on the campus of Alabama State. That is essentially the Sweet 16. The regional finals will be the Elite Eight. The semifinals will be the Final Four, and obviously the state championship will be to follow. This is game 15 of 16 in the opening rounds. The winner of this game will play the winner of Midfield and Sumter Central again on Wednesday afternoon. And this is not the first time that these two teams have met. Going back towards the beginning of the season, Lee Scott lost to Montgomery Academy 44-24. That was back on November 25th. For both of these teams, very, very different now. Lee Scott Academy's 14-7 since that game. They're 14-5 since December 1st. 7-2 since the turn of the calendar year, including winners in 5 straight. Most recently, their area championship win over Glenwood. Hoping that some of this home court advantage and home court comfortability can take over in the second half. Keys to the second half. We've kind of already gone into them a little bit, battling the boards, battling yourself right now. On the defensive end, if you can stop the ball as soon as they get to half court or get to the three-point line, that will really slow down the Eagles on the offensive end of the floor. And again, you're almost giving the Montgomery Academy Eagles easy offensive looks at the rim and in transition. 13 turnovers. If you can cut those down, as you only average 12 in region play, you've already hit that mark. If you can cut down on some of those turnovers here in the second half, get you some quality looks, you can work your way back into this game, make it single digits into the third quarter, and hope that Lee Scott magic that we've seen all season long can come out to start the fourth. This will conclude the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. When we come back, we'll get you started with the third quarter action here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 26-11, Warriors trailing by 15, looking for a spark. When we come back here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Mountain High Outfitters on Tiger Country 104.5.
Warrior basketball to start the third quarter, going right to left on your radio dial, and a turnover to get the third quarter started, and the outlet pass too far off the hand of Caroline Waller. So turnovers by each team here to get this third quarter started. Welcome back into the Lee Scott Sports Network. The second half tip-off of tonight's game is presented by Mountain High Outfitters. They're celebrating 10 amazing years in downtown Auburn. You can visit them today on South College Street right across from the Auburn University campus.
Montgomery Academy comes out in the second half in a 13 zone, running the rabbit across the baseline. Not bad. Little closeout on the wing like they've been doing.
Ivett will take a deep three. That one is too short off the front of the rim. And Cho will box everybody out, not allowing a Warrior to get to the basketball. Yeah, something you don't see very often.
That's old school, man. I like it.
26-11. Everything's worked well for Montgomery Academy here through the first two quarters of play. Cho drives towards the middle of the floor. Kick
Gotta
out three.
Gotta stop that ball. Gotta stop that ball.
And the left wing three from Casey Armstead is good. Armstead now with eight. She has two threes in the contest. Cannon Cleveland gets the ball at the right elbow. Now to Clark Ivett. Gets cut off. Going to the short corner. Haynes Kesey near corner three. Needed it. Couldn't get it to go. Tip out rebounds to Waller. Now Cho, Haynes Kesey, and they're going to call a loose ball foul on Haynes Kesey. I believe, yes, it will be on Kesey, trying to get the steal. Not a bad foul for the Warriors. Would have been a wide open layup. But as you mentioned, Coach, the Eagles working their way inside the paint, and if nobody picks them up, Waller works the ball inside, and Kesey, another foul. That is four on Haynes Kesey. A minute and a half into the third quarter. She picked up her first two fouls in very, very similar fashion. Had to miss a majority of the first half. Now with four, only a minute and 20 seconds into the third quarter. Ball gets to the short corner now. A wrestle for the basketball with Clark Ivett and Armstead. Possession arrow will keep it with the Eagles. And, Coach, you feel like right now you could see it in the at halftime. You could see it as they made their way back onto the floor. A little bit of an intimidation factor right now, the depth for this Montgomery Academy team. They fill every single spot on the bench. So right now it's almost not even as much beating the Eagles as beating that mindset, trying to get over the mental block. Right now, going to need some shots to go down to build some of the confidence. Caroline Waller gets the pass inside. One dribble, left-handed layup. It is good.
We're being just a little uncharacteristic on defense. Nothing drastic, but just some uncharacteristic mistakes are tending to happen. But like we said earlier, we just got a foul right here on four Waller. I think if we can press onto him a little bit, I think we can get him in the foul column a little bit. Get him off of their game, change the momentum, change their tempo. Hopefully we can kind of start going death by a thousand cuts mentality almost.
You can work your way back into the contest. We've talked about it. The free throw line can be your best friend or can be your worst enemy. They throw it down low. Riley Fields, jumper, no good. A line drive off the front of the rim. Armstead with the rebound. Now a skip pass. A nice job of recovering. Cho, right wing three. That one well too strong. A fight for the basketball. Goes out of bounds off the hand of an Eagle. Clark Ivett falls to the floor trying to box out one of the Eagles. Ivett will work the ball up the floor, and you mentioned a 1-3-1 half-court press. They throw it down low to Camden Cleveland. She has nowhere to go. Backs it up to the wing. They're letting Ivett shoot it. She'll take it, and she knocks it down. Clark Ivett now with 9 points in the contest. Lead trims just a little bit, 31-14. Nobody picks up Cho. She works her way inside, right wing three. That one well too strong. Waller with the rebound. Nice heads-up play by Camden Cleveland. She's able to poke it away. Feel like you're given a little bit of a gift. That's one of the first threes that the Eagles have missed all night long. Again, pick it. You got to find a way to pick up the basketball as soon as one of the guards crosses half court. Sydney Dunlap guards the basketball on the left block out to Waller. And she'll get called for the travel. So there's a bucket. There's a stop. If the Warriors can trim together another bucket, get on a little 5-0, 6-0 lead and continue to work your way now. 17 on the scoreboard right now. You're almost taking it 2 minutes by 2 minutes. Win the intervals. Ivett throws it to Sydney Dunlap. She's about to get trapped, able to work her way now to Herndon. All the way out at the LSA logo. Bounce pass to Clark Ivett. Thought about the three once again. Skip pass to the other end of the floor, and Dunlap works her way. Now Maggie Herndon at the top of the key. Cho read that pass all the way. Gets right into the passing lane. She'll slow things down. She had nowhere to go. We'll walk it back up the floor. 31-14, 4.5 to play in the third quarter. They're trying to find Waller down in the short corner. They're unable to. This time it's back out with Armstead. Now to the left wing, guarded by Riley Fields. And the three-pointer is good. Eleanor Grace Hines. And that's difficult right there when all five of your players on the floor can shoot, putting you Riley Fields in a bit of an uncomfortable situation, guarding out in the perimeter. Warriors got to find a way to switch. Sydney Dunlap with the basketball. Now Camden Cleveland in the short corner. Now a blocking foul as she tried to kick it to the near corner.
Really, really difficult to break that 13, that 1-3-1 with our motion style offense with a disciplined team like Montgomery Academy. The one part that we might could find a little bit of weakness, they've got their five playing in that center three spot, putting their one kind of running the rabbit. So we've got the size advantage in the paint. It's just being able to move the ball, and then as soon as we get the trap, you've got to have a lot of in and out movement, pass in and then kick back out. We've got to be able to go help as soon as we put the ball inside.
A pass on the inbounds, and now a home run. Wide open pass, left-handed layup. Good track down defense. Lucy Zellner picks up a block from behind. It'll stay Eagles basketball. They lead by 20 here halfway through this third quarter. That Montgomery Academy Eagles defense so fast as the ball gets poked away from Clark Ivett. You mentioned it. If you're able to get the ball to the wing, you can throw it right into the middle of the paint and either have a layup or a kick-out three as the entire 1-3-1 crashes down. But the Eagles feel like they're almost reading every single pass that the Warriors make. Lucy Zellner gets another block, but they're going to call her for a whistle that time. If anything, the first one felt or looked a little bit more like a foul. That one, I didn't see any contact. But the Eagles will head to the line. First free throw from Bennett Britt is good. She's now in the scoring column tonight. Second free throw is good. 36-14. That 1-3-1 extending all the way to the half court line. There we go. They throw it down low to Camden Cleveland. Kick out three. Clark Ivett. That one short. Couldn't get it to go. They're going to call a foul. They'll keep it right here. The foul will be on Bailey Davis. And there it is. You didn't get the three to go down, but the ball movement right there. Ball movement passing. That's the best way to beat a zone. You're not going to beat a zone by standing still. You got to find the open spots. They did with Cleveland. She immediately turned, spun back, kicked it to the far corner. Warriors going to try to find and build a little bit of momentum. Ivett gets the on-ball screen, pulls it from straight away, in and out. Rebounds with the Eagles, and they have transition. Left-handed layup is no good. Clark Ivett with the rebound and a blocking foul. Now Sydney Dunlap, the beneficiary of the call. 36-14. Eagles well out in front here tonight inside Sanford Gymnasium. Winner makes their way to Alabama State. Another turnover on the inbounds pass. So difficult for the Warriors. The Eagles were in man off the inbound and immediately switched back to that 1-3-1. But some miscommunication in the Warriors. Turn it over once again. Ball crosses half court with 3:09. And now a carry will be called. You don't see it very often. I agree with the call as she had it on her hip as she spun back to her right. We've talked about the free throw violations. That might be the first carry call that I have seen this year. Under 3 minutes to play. Ivett guarded by Chu, the top player in that 1-3-1 zone. Now to Herndon. Now to Dunlap on the near wing. An Eagles player dives on the floor, pokes it away from Sydney Dunlap. She comes away with it. Nice hustle play by Bailey Davis. She now has the ball. Pump fake, works her way inside. Could have been a double dribble. No call. They're going to get Lucy Zellner, who was standing in the paint. And Davis ran into her. That's Zellner's third. 36-14. Here with 2:25 to play. Ball gets worked inside. Sydney Dunlap comes away with it but can't keep her feet off the baseline. Tried to save it and fell. Onto the floor. It will stay. Eagles basketball. 2:23 remaining in the third quarter. 36-14. And a whistle on the floor. Not exactly sure.
He's saying a lot of words without a lot of signals.
Have a little bit of a discussion on the floor, coach, for the Eagles once and gets a timeout. We'll take one with them as well. 36-14, Eagles out in front of the Warriors with 2:23 remaining in the third quarter. We'll be back in 60 seconds on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Following the timeout, an out-of-bounds pass, left wing three was no good by the Eagles. Ball goes out of bounds. It's Warrior basketball, 2:10 to play in the third quarter. Almost another turnover, now does turn into one. As Sophia Cho comes away with it, a Euro step inside. She gets hacked on the way up. Layup won't go down, but she'll work her way to the free throw line. Foul will be called on Clark Ivett, her second. It's the fifth team foul for the Warriors here in this third quarter. So for the final 2 minutes, every common foul, the Eagles will shoot two free throws. They lead 36, now 37-14 to the Eagles. Second free throw is no good. They call another free throw violation. You need to start keeping track like that, like a turnover count. Again, you had two or three called against both teams in the area championship. Another one called on the Eagles. It's 37-14. Eagles out in front of the Warriors. Ivan, 18-foot short corner jumper is no good. Short fight for the basketball. It's Sydney Dunlap. Will force the tie-up. Possession arrow will keep it with the Warriors. Warriors here in this third quarter have played much better on the offensive end when they haven't turned the ball over. They've gotten some shots up, just haven't been able to get them to fall. Dunlap has it on the far corner. Might have gotten away with a travel. Ball poked away into the Warrior bench. Ivett now kicks it to Herndon, who tries to find Sydney Dunlap in the near corner. You've seen the play work plenty of times for the Warriors. That time That mental clock just gets sped up with that 1-3-1 zone. And another turnover for Lee Scott. That is 18. Make it 19 turnovers now for the Warriors. Cho has the basketball, gets double teamed, still able to split it. And now a 3-on-2 transition opportunity. Ivy gets a poke steal from behind. Herndon able to recover. She didn't like what she had. She'll slow things down and find Ivett. Now Dunlap in the corner. Camden Cleveland's wide open on the baseline. If they're able to find it, wide open still. And now the 1-3-1 zone able to recover. Ivett tries to find Lucy Zellner where Cleveland was. Ball gets poked away. Another turnover for the Warriors. 37-14, right wing, 3 for the Eagles. And you know the result. Bailey Davis in the scoring column tonight. Her first triple. Clark Ivett from Opelika. She knocks it down. Ivett from the volleyball line. Says that's fine. The zone doesn't extend that far. She now has 12 in the contest. Fortunately, lead is 23 for the Eagles. Zellner gets a block inside. Could have been a jump ball. No whistle. Cho with the basketball, blows past the defender. Right-handed layup, no good. Cleveland with the rebound. Cho slaps the paint inside. Cleveland tries to outlet it to Clark Ivan. The ball gets poked away.
One thing MA's having success with is we're doing a good job closing down on them on their inbound passes, but the number one rule when you are trying to trap in the backcourt, you cannot give the sideline, and they are outrunning us down the sideline and basically putting us down too.
Sydney Dunlap tries her luck from deep. The three-pointer too strong off the back iron. Waller with the rebound. Now 2-on-1. Eagles transition opportunity. Ivett's going to pick up a personal foul, and the Eagles will head to the free throw line. 4.6 remaining in the third quarter. Eagles lead is 23. First free throw is too strong. It's Ivett, Herndon, Cleveland, Zellner, and Dunlap, the five in white for the Warriors. Second free throw on the way. Davis able to split the pair. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Half court jumper, good if it goes off the front of the rim for Clark Ivett. And that's how the third quarter comes to a close. 41-17, Eagles on the road, continuing to build confidence. Warriors going to have to find a way to do something on the offensive end if they want to have some sort of miracle and work their way onto Wednesday night. 41-17, Eagles out in front of the Warriors. We'll be back with the start of the fourth quarter when we come back. You're listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
When bones get out of joint, or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Through three onto the fourth here on the campus of Sanford, or here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy inside Sanford Gymnasium. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osment with you here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 41-17, Montgomery Academy out in front of the Warriors. Straight away triple by the Eagles. No good. Cleveland with the rebound. Able to find Ivett, continuing that 1-3-1 zone, the half court trap Cleveland has it. Now Ivett wide open on the left baseline. Layup won't go. A fight for the basketball between Camden Cleveland and Bennett Britt. Possession arrow will keep it with the Warriors. Warriors going right to left here in their home whites. Montgomery Academy in the road. Blues are going left to right. Dunlap with the basketball. Now Kesey, who's checked back into the game with four personal fouls, has it at the free throw line. Tries to skip it, pass it down low into Clark Ivett. Ball gets stolen away, and Camden Cleveland with a pushing foul. 7:03 remaining in the fourth quarter. Before we continue action, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Tiger Country 104.5 is WAUE HD2 Waverly and W283DQ Auburn Opelika.
Tiger Country 104.5.
Layup from Waller is no good. Had a mismatch, wasn't able to finish it. Clark Ivett the other way. And a reach-in foul before a carry will be called on the Eagles. 41-17 here with 6:54 remaining in the contest. Winner heads to Alabama State to take on either Midfield or Sumter Central. Ivett with the basketball. Past the left wing extended. Cleveland. Now on the left elbow. Dunlap pulls it from the right wing. A deep three. No good. Long rebounds for the Eagles. But Camden Cleveland's able to steal it and come away with the basketball. Spins back towards the middle of the floor and a double dribble called on the Warriors.
Hey, listen, give Coach Harrison and our girls a lot of credit. They figured out how they want to attack this 1-3-1 half-court defense. However, in the process, when you've got a team that runs that 1-3-1 so well, they are doing an excellent job closing down and, like you said earlier, playing man on the inbound and then getting back out of it.
Eagles able to beat the press for the Warriors. They kick it out. Left wing three is good. Bailey Davis gets the scoring started for the Eagles here in this fourth quarter. Now 44-17. Eagles out in front. Ivett finds Riley Fields. Left-handed layup, no good. Fight for the rebound. Camden Cleveland's able to recover it, but is unable to find anybody. They're actually going to say that it's Warrior basketball. Retains Kesey, Riley Fields, Clark Ivett, Sidney Dunlap, and Camden Cleveland. They find Clark Ivett inside. Layup, no good, off the back iron. And the Eagles clear. And are happy to take some time and eat some clock. Their lead is 27 here on the road inside Sanford Gymnasium. The Eagles thought about the three, worked their way inside. It's Olivia Smith. Right-handed layup, no good. A fight for the rebound. Ivett's able to come away with it with 5:40 to play in the contest. Kicks it to Sidney Dunlap, pump fake, one dribble pull-up shot gets blocked, and now Waller comes away with it in transition. Through contact, right-handed layup, no. And she did a good job initiating the contact. She'll draw a foul and head to the free throw line. Caroline Waller, 15 points in the contest, had 13 in the first half. Haven't called her name too many times in this second half, but called plenty of the teammates. First free throw is no good. Second free throw, can't get that one to go either. Maybe she needs to shoot the free throws from the three-point line. She's knocked down three of them tonight. Skip pass to Dunlap, works her way inside, and a foul now on Waller trying to go for the basketball. 5:18 to play in the fourth quarter. Story of the night. Montgomery Academy continuing to switch up their defensive looks. They've run a 1-3-1 half-court trap here in this second half. 17 points for the Warriors with 22 turnovers. A blocking foul now on Caroline Waller. One official is ready to call a charge on Ivett. Instead, it will be a blocking foul. But again, 17 points, 22 turnovers for the Warriors. A team that only turns it over right around 14 times here in the calendar year 2025. Kesey's three, no good. Ivan with the rebound. Now down low, Riley Fields, no. Second chance opportunity. That one rattles in and out. Warriors can't buy a bucket right now. Cleveland with the rebound. And an Eagle comes away from behind with the steal. And then Camden with a frustrating reach-in foul. I believe that is her fourth personal foul. So Cleveland with four, Kesey with four. Both remain in the contest. The Eagles bounce pass it into the front court with 5 minutes remaining in the contest. Walk across the half-court timeline. Waller has it at the free throw line. Now out to the left wing. Now to the right. Thought about the three. Did Rose will skip past it to Waller, guarded by Ivan. Works her way to the short corner. Blocked by Ivan, but a foul. Caroline Waller will head back to the free throw line. First free throw, no good. Waller 0 for 3. The last three times she's made her way to the stripe. 4:34 remaining in the contest. Eagles lead 44-17, 45-17 now as Waller splits the pair. Ivett dribbles it up along the far right side. Pass to Haynes Kesey. Now to Sydney Dunlap, who has to make an acrobatic play to save it. Now they're going to call her for a travel.
Hey, we've had several times tonight where we've had good in-and-out motion with the ball, breaking that 13. A lot of times we've even had a good look at a long two or even a good look at a three-pointer, and sometimes the pass is just a little bit off or it's a mishandle on receiving the pass. Kind of been a little bit of a miscue tonight.
Warriors pressuring the defense, trying to get a couple steals. Far right corner three, no good. Offensive rebound back out to Waller. Her three-pointer is no good. Third chance opportunity through contact, no. Riley Fields with the rebound. Waller's able to come away with it at the volleyball line. Bounce pass to the corner. Right wing three is good. Number 21, Eleanor Grace Hines, now with six in the contest. Clark Ivett, deep three once again off the front of the rim. And the Eagles pull down the rebound. 48-17, 3.5 to play. Free throw line jumper, no good. Ivett will clear it. She works her way past the half-court timeline. Gets a screen from Riley Fields. Now Camden Cleveland has it. A crossover dribble gets to the right elbow. Now Sydney Dunlap thought about the three. Will back it back out. Cleveland gets downhill. Right-handed layup. Can't get it to go. Can't even really get a shot attempt, but she gets hacked on the right arm on the way up. She will head to the line to shoot two. First free throw is no good. Clark Ivett and Camden Cleveland, the only two that have scored tonight for Lee Scott Academy. Ivett has 12, Cleveland has 5. Make it 6. 48-16 here, approaching the 3-minute mark in the fourth quarter. They throw it down low, left-handed layup, no. And Riley Fields, who's done a nice job in the rebounding category tonight, pulls down another one. Ivett now to Camden Cleveland. Gets a screen from Dunlap. And a blocking foul on the Eagles. That's the fifth team foul. So Camden Cleveland will head back to the line. Cleveland, one of the two seniors for this Lee Scott Academy girls varsity squad, as she knocks down the first. Her and Riley Fields both playing a lot tonight, especially in this second half, soaking it all up here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Cleveland knocks down both. She's up to 8 in the contest. Fortunately, it appears to be too little too late. It's 48-20 Eagles here with 2.5 to play. Bounce pass in transition. They'll slow things down, kick it out. And it's Thomas Now Rose tries to pass it down low, intercepted by Clark. Ivett with 2 minutes to play. Ivett pass down low, Clark, or Haynes-Kesey. She lays it in with the right hand, 48-22. Under 2 minutes to play. Eagles skip pass, right-handed layup after a couple of dribbles, no good. Ivett with the weak side rebound. She gets cut off as she tried running in transition, skip pass, Camden Cleveland to the left wing. Her triple is short, goes out of bounds. It'll be Eagle basketball. Eagles will move. Following the foul from Haynes-Kesey. Believe it or not, we'll move to 13-18 on the season. That's a gauntlet of the Region 3 Area 5. Again, this was the second team in the region. St. James is hosting Glenwood tonight. They beat this Montgomery Academy team by about 30.
Yeah, there's a lot of very reputable, respectable sports writers that will absolutely go on record and declare that there could be 2 to 3 teams that should be in the Final Four just coming out of that Alabama State Regional, and unfortunately one team can come out of it. An absolute, like you said, gauntlet of a region.
Second free throw is good from Garland Thomas. She splits the pair, 49-22, under a minute to play here in the fourth quarter. Ivett, a deep three off the front of the rim, once again in a kickball violation on the Eagles on the rebound. It'll stay Warrior basketball with the clock continuing to tick down here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Kesey down low to Ivett. Now to Kennedy Gilbert, who's checked into the contest. Tries to pass it to Stella Henderson, who turns it over. 15-foot jumper. No good. Offensive rebound by the Eagles. With 15 seconds, Ivett gets a steal. Now it's Camden Cleveland. Crossover dribble. She's got numbers. Right-handed layup. Can't get it to go. They're going to decide not to blow a whistle. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Right-handed layup. No good. And Riley Fields will pull down the rebound. And that is how the game and the Warriors season will come to a close. 49-22. Montgomery Academy hands the Warriors their 12th and final loss of this 2024-2025 season. We'll take a break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Come back, wrap up the contest, wrap up the season as a whole for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors on the varsity girls side. 49-22, Montgomery Academy advances to the regional first round. Warrior season has come to a close. We'll be back on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Mountain High Outfitters is celebrating 10 amazing years on South College Street in Auburn. Whether you're looking for some new shoes from Hoka, On, New Balance, Birkenstock, or Brooks, Mountain High has that and so many more. If it's a new apparel look for your everyday, Mountain High Outfitters has a plethora of Free People Movement, Fury, Gold Hinge, Chubbies, Patagonia, Bird Dogs, and even Aviator Nation. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters on South College Street in Auburn and get geared up for your next adventure or just heading back to school. Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
It's time to plan your next great meal at Acre in Auburn. Chef David Bancroft and his team bring classic favorites to the table with fresh, innovative flavors and artistic presentations. Their unique menu offers something for everyone, from salads, oysters, and fried okra to crispy fish tacos, fried chicken, and much more. Walk-ins are welcome and there's no reservation required. Join them for lunch Wednesday through Sunday or for dinner Monday through Saturday with a special brunch menu on Sunday mornings. To plan your next trip to Acre, visit them online at acreauburn.com or just stop on by.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Back here inside Samford Gymnasium as the Warriors season comes to a close tonight, running into the Montgomery Academy Eagles. They fall 49-22 here inside Samford Gymnasium. Christian Griffin and Coach Jacob Osmond with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Kind of diving into first the game, then we'll talk about the season as a whole. Lee Scott got out to a 2-0 lead and then had three straight turnovers, led to 6 points, then the shot got blocked. Montgomery Academy jumped out to an 8-2 lead and never looked back. The Warriors ended the first quarter on a little bit of a run, a 6-1 run to end that first quarter. But after that, Warriors got the turnover bug and couldn't buy a basket. And those are two things against a team like Montgomery Academy that's just so fundamentally sound on the offensive, especially the defensive side of the floor. I got to give them so much credit. Threw a bunch of different setups at us. They ran a box and one, a 2-3 zone, and ran a 1-3-1 zone. They're kind of a half-court trap for a lot of that second half that gave the Warriors fits. Warriors finished with 22 points and 24 turnovers. Coach, a bad night doesn't necessarily reflect the season. So many positives that you can look at, but tonight, again, you kind of just ran into a double-edged sword and couldn't find a way to get it done tonight.
Hey, when you play good teams, your margin of error drastically shrinks. And I think we just happened to have two things happen tonight, and we ran into a good team, and we didn't play our best game tonight. The turnover margin isn't something that's going to be beneficial against a team like this. But at the same time, only scoring 22, hard to win that way. Can't at one time just discredit the effort that was still on display tonight, the hustle, the defense that we're used to seeing the girls put on. Everything was there as it has been this season. Unfortunately, just you ran against a team who has a little more seasoning, a little more experience, a much deeper depth of upperclassmen. And you see that come to fruition in games like this, where there's confidence in everything that they're running and there's not as much youth that hopefully we'll get to see the benefits of in the upcoming seasons.
Again, you mentioned there are only two seniors for this Lee Scott Academy team. Camden Cleveland and Riley Fields have played their final game inside Sanford Gymnasium. Some final stats for tonight. Clark Ivett finishes with 12 points. Camden Cleveland finishes with 8. Haynes Kesey with 2 as the Warriors fall 49-22. Again, this game does not reflect the season as a whole, especially not the start that Lee Scott had. The fact that you're able to walk away with a winning record, you finish at 16-12. You get to hold Hardware Forever, your first area championship in your first year in the AHSAA. So much credit goes to Coach Corey Harrison, who's talked about how young this squad is. After that tournament in Montgomery where you saw the Eagles for the first time, really, really began to turn things around, Coach. The biggest thing, you were surprised to hear it, this team finishes 14-6 rather, since December 1st. They're 7-3 now following this loss. A lot of things going right for the Warriors. Again, you just kind of run into a gauntlet tonight and weren't able to get it done. But so many things to highlight on the positive side if you're Lee Scott.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, your heart absolutely breaks for our two seniors, for Riley and for Camden. And there's no silver lining they want to hear right now. But I know that they're going to be able to come back in years to come, because there's quite a group of younger players that are going to have several more years before they have their senior night that they can take pride in a little bit of foundation laying, especially when we've had such an older team with Coach Harrison over the years past. And again, at the end of the night, the better team did win tonight. That's nothing for us to hang our head about. We didn't do a lot of things great tonight, but like we've said before, young team, Coach Harrison loves the trajectory that this team has, loves their upside. I've never seen this team work as hard as they did over the summer, especially in the weight room, and that's something that I think is a little bit newer to them. So seeing them really put in what they know is necessary to be in the AHSAA, and as you said, coming away with their first attempt and coming away with an area championship, that's nothing that you just turn your nose up at. That's an incredible accomplishment that not a lot of teams get to say that they got to do. They got to win that, and unfortunately just didn't come away with it against a team that was excellent at the three-point, excellent on defense, and just one of the most fundamentally sound teams that I've got to stand alongside and watch you call.
Montgomery Academy wins it 49-22 here on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. What a ride it has been. But the ride, unfortunately, comes to an end tonight. Warriors finish the season 16-12. Montgomery Academy will advance to the regional first round. Very similar to the Sweet 16, they will take on the winner of Midfield and Sumter Central. Before the Warriors, on the varsity girls side of things, their season comes to a close. Our next broadcast here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, however, will take place tomorrow night at 6 p.m. as the varsity boys take on Alabama Christian Academy tomorrow night at 6 p.m. We'll go on air right around 5:45 right here on your home for classic country hits, Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. Thank you once again for listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the home of the Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5. Again, your final score, Montgomery Academy wins it 49-22. On to the varsity boys, where they take on Alabama Christian Academy tomorrow night here inside Sanford Gymnasium. For my broadcast partner, Coach Jacob Osment, I'm Christian Griffin. Until next time, have a great night, and go Warriors.
Lee Scott Academy Basketball has been presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Acre Restaurant, Mountain High Outfitters, Auburn Bank, and Gouge Performing Arts Center. Also brought to you by Russell Building Supply, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Follow LSA Action here on Tiger Country 104.5.